جزء 1. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the first episode in this podcast series titled Journeying Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Welcome to this blessed month of Ramadan. My name is Fatima Megji, and over the next 30 days, inshallah, we will be taking a journey together through the pages of the Holy Quran, touching briefly on different themes from each juz of the Quran. We will be taking inspiration from the following hadith attributed to Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. In this Quran, there is a lighthouse of guidance and torches for the darkness. So one must journey their eyes and open them in such luminosity. Certainly, thinking is life for the insightful heart, in the same way that light helps the one seeking light in the dark. The reference for this hadith is in Al-Kafi, Volume 2, page 600. In this beautiful hadith, the Quran is likened to a lighthouse, or misbahul huda, a misbah of guidance. Light is what allows us to see reality for what it truly is, and as we reflect on the words of the Quran with our hearts, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to understand and give our hearts life through these short reflections, and that we are also able to see reality with a capital R, benefiting from the light of the Quran. The month of Ramadan is ripe with blessings and tawfiq. And there is an incredible potential for us to advance spiritually in this month and to understand the Quran and its light on deeper levels as we continue to polish our souls and our fitrats. Our fitrat is what allows us to understand and connect with the Quran, as it is the lingua franca of the Quran. Although we are not generally recommended to read the Quran in a fastidious manner, we are recommended to read the Quran as much as possible, especially in the Arabic and especially in this blessed month. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't accompany it with reflection or recitations of the translation in addition to it. However, it does mean that as many believers take up the beautiful task of reciting an entire Quran in the month with one juz of the Quran daily, what we'll be trying to do in this podcast series is to touch on select themes from each juz every day. We pray that you will all accompany us in this journey, reading one juz per day along with its translation, and then reflecting on some of its messages with us in this podcast series, perhaps taking notes on what has been presented, and more importantly, implementing these reminders throughout the month and after as well. Together, we pray for the tawfiq to build this intimate relationship with one of our most tangible and direct connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His direct word, in the verses and the ayat of the Quran. The Quran is a complete book of guidance, and as it calls itself, it is tibyanan li kulli shay. It gives an explanation, or it shows us about every single thing. While this doesn't mean that it contains all the details of the universe, it does mean that it contains all of the things relevant enough for us to take guidance from it and for us to understand reality, capital R, the purpose of life, and the direction that we're supposed to take in life. As we explore each juz, we will be focusing on 6 different themes, all of which play a pivotal role in understanding our religion and responsibilities and the messages of the Quran. These 6 themes, in no particular order, include 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is God, His attributes and His signs. 2. Ethics and reality, or akhlaq and haqq. 3. Taqwa, practical piety and spiritual development. 4. Wahi, or revelation, and the Quran. 5. Role models, stories, the qisas, and parables, or the methal. 6. Practice, in terms of fiqh, ahkam, and the philosophy of Islamic law. As we journey our eyes in the Quran together and explore the themes above, we hope to present some of the beautiful gems that touch on all of these aspects, giving us a holistic look into the Quran and its beauties, taking inspiration not only from its beliefs, but its ethical teachings, its role models, its stories, and its practical advice. The Quran's order is not topical, and neither will our approach to these sessions. The Quran is holistic. It gives us reminders of what we need to hear on a daily basis. And those reminders do not only include one facet of our religion, but all of them. The Quran is not divided neatly by topic, and while we explore these as general themes, they will not be presented in any specific order, keeping in line with the stylistic features of the Quran. Today, in our first episode, without further ado, we will briefly explore the beginning of the Quran and Surah Al-Fatiha. Whenever we open the pages of the Quran, our eyes always fall on the beautiful pages that begin it. The beautiful pages that contain Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter, a chapter that is near and dear to all of our hearts. Of all 6,200 and more verses of the Quran, with all of its 114 chapters, the 7 verses of Surah Al-Fatiha are the most preserved, remembered, and recited by all Muslims globally on a daily basis. Today, as we begin our journey through the Quran, let us start with a short reflection on this crucial chapter of the Quran, which according to the opinions of some scholars was revealed not once, but twice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once in the beginning of his mission as the first complete surah to be revealed and then used in prayers after that, and once again when he was in Medina. Let us take a few moments to recite the surah and its translation before we explore it further.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Compassionate to all, merciful to each. Master of the day of compensation, you alone do we worship, and from you alone do we seek help. Guide us on the path of the straight direction, the path of those on whom your blessings fall, not those on whom your anger falls, and not those who are lost. Though the chapter is short, it is incredibly meaningful, and when it most mufassirin begin with this chapter of the Quran and try to explain it, their commentary sometimes spans hundreds of pages. Its greatness is attested to both in the Quran and in the Ahadith. In Surah Al-Hijj, chapter 15 and verse 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. Certainly we have given you the surah or the chapter of the 7 oft-repeated verses, وَلَقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ, and the great Quran. In this verse we see that the 7 oft-repeated verses are put in the same line as the Quran. A vast majority of scholars and mufassirun consider these 7 oft-repeated verses that are mentioned in this verse to be nothing other than Surah Al-Fatiha itself, which is also 7 verses, and often repeated. Its greatness in ahadith literature cannot be ignored, and of particular note is a sahih tradition narrated through Sheikh Saduq attributed to Imam Radha alayhi salam, where he says, people have been told to recite the Quran in prayer so that it does not become abandoned or forgotten. But because it's a part of prayer, it's protected and it's taught and it's learnt. And the reason which prayers are read and started with Surah Al-Hamd and not other surahs is that there is no part of the Quran or in speech which the best of wisdom has been gathered in the way that this best of wisdom has been gathered in Surah Al-Hamd. The hadith goes on to show the significance of each verse and the depths of the meanings that it contains. Indeed, in this short surah, there is a mantra and a motto for every believing Muslim of absolute tawheed. The first section of this surah is about our belief and our aqidah, that all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the Lord, He is the only Lord of the entire universe. Moreover, that He is Rahman and Rahim, that He has an all-encompassing mercy and a special mercy, that He is the master of the day of resurrection, and that there is a day of resurrection, there is a day of accountability that we are looking forward to. The second part of this surah is about the practical implications of this tawheed and of this belief, which is that we seek help from God alone, that we worship nobody and nothing except for God alone. This is the reality of what it means to believe in God. It means that we turn to Him, that we realize that everything is in His control and His control alone. And the third part, the other practical implication, is about making dua, where we seek guidance and we have a prayer where we ask Allah to help us join the path and to stay on the path of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, those who He is happy with, and that we want to avoid the path and distance ourselves from God's anger and the path on which those people are who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with. While Surah Al-Fatiha is indeed succinct, there is a reason that it has been dubbed Ummul Kitab, which is one of its titles. Ummul Kitab, meaning the mother of the book or the mother of the Quran. As we close our first reflection and episode in this series, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq and guidance to explore the Quran, understand it better, and to embody its teachings, especially as presented in Surah Al-Fatiha. We pray that through this journey, we give life to our hearts and align ourselves with the one and only real.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.